Welcome back to Good Money Moves, our Saturday morning program on News Talk 1340 KROC AM. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tauble and Robin Fries from First Alliance Credit Union.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good Money Moves. For somebody who's just tuning in, what is this program all about, Jenna?
Yeah, so Good Money Moves is all about helping you make better financial decisions, no matter where you're at in life, whatever financial stage you're in or life event that you have going on. We want to make sure that you have the knowledge you need to make good decisions on your own or know when it's time to ask for a little more help.
Sure.
So that's what this is all about, in increasing your financial literacy.
Fantastic. I'm all for that. That's for sure. So last week, Robin was here and we started, well, we talked quite a bit actually about credit scores and credit ratings and the credit rating agencies, and we kind of skimmed over a little bit at the end about the importance of all this and why this is so important to monitor and maintain your credit rating, your credit score, and I don't know, Jenna, do you want to start? Why is this?
Yeah.
Let's talk more in depth about why it's important to know and have a good credit rating.
Sure. So your credit score, again, is just kind of that numerical representation of what's on your credit report. And the reason this is so important for you to pay attention to and understand fully is because it really impacts a lot of areas in your life, and you might not even realize it. So it's more than just the interest rate that you're going to pay on a loan. While that's a really huge piece of the puzzle and probably the one that most people recognize, more and more companies and organizations are using your credit score to make decisions about you that are not necessarily directly financially related. So a lot of jobs will pull your credit score now and decide whether or not you are a hireable person. So that can be a really huge one to pay attention to, that a lot of people don't realize, and it is happening more and more. Renting, even though you're not taking out a loan with them, they want to make sure that you're going to pay them back on time and regularly, and so they're using your credit report and your credit score to make that judgment about whether or not they want to rent an apartment to you. Things like utility companies are even using your credit score now to decide what rates you could pay in some cases, or if you're going to have to pay, you know, put down a deposit in order to get your utilities turned on, especially if you've had issues with making payments in the past. They want to make sure that they're getting their money too. So it's really being used in a lot of different ways now that a lot of people don't realize is happening. So that's why it's really important to maintain a positive, good credit score. And again, a higher credit score is better. And in the long run, it really just saves you money to have a positive credit score
in the long run. But I mean, you're talking about if they have five candidates for a job and somebody's got that 720 or above or even higher and you don't, you could get passed over for a job just because of that.
It's possible. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay, so obviously very important.
Extremely.
To many aspects of your life, and keeping tabs on it, probably the right thing to do.
Absolutely.
Now, we touched on this a week ago, and I'm still confused on this. I mean, keeping tabs on it, I've heard, can also possibly have a negative impact on my credit score.
It could, potentially. We kind of have two categories. We have something called a soft pull, which is requested by you, the consumer, again, to monitor, right? To make sure that there aren't any changes that you aren't expecting or there aren't any mistakes happening. Those typically don't have any impact on your credit score, and that's really what can help you monitor. There's also on the other end of the spectrum a hard pull, which is really those pulls that are being done by financials to find out what your creditworthiness is based on that score. Those are the ones that are could be detrimental to your score if you have too many of them.
And so these are people thinking about extending you credit.
Correct. Yes.
So how about like the case of the job or the insurance company? Are those hard pulls or soft pulls?
Well, they could be both. So it's always pertinent to ask that question. Be informed and ask. That's your right as a consumer to know whether that company is doing a hard pull or a soft pull on your behalf.
So if the credit rating agency, how do they differentiate? I mean, Does the insurance company say, hey, I want a soft pull? I mean, how do they announce that?
It's really just dependent on the type of request that they put through. Okay. If they're doing it on your behalf, say an insurance company, right? They want to know kind of what your credit score is. They will do it on your behalf, and you may sign a written consent that says, on my behalf, I'm asking for a credit pull. And that would be considered a soft pull.
Oh, okay.
So definitely ask.
Pay attention, yeah.
Pay attention, 100%.
And what situations will have an impact and how much of an impact? I mean, we mentioned, obviously, that if I'm going out to get a car loan, and there's going to be a pull at that point because they need to know your credit rating to decide which interest rate you qualify for.
Correct. Dealerships actually are really a big pain point for financials. We always tell our members, come to your financial first. Have us do a pre-approval. We're pulling your credit one time. The impact is going to be very minimal, that between 3 and 5 credit points. So not really super harmful. Those points will bounce back very quickly. But at dealerships, sometimes what they don't tell you is that they're actually sending your information to several different financials to find you that best rate that they may advertise. And things like that could potentially be detrimental because you're not having your credit pulled once, but maybe 6 times. And then so you're thinking, well, 5 times 6, there's 30 points gone off your credit at just one dealership.
One dealer.
And we all know you don't just stop at one dealership, right, when you're car shopping.
So if I go, say, to the First Alliance Credit Union, for example, and I say, you know what, I'm thinking about buying, I don't know, this Dodge, this Chevy, whatever it is, and, well, heck, I'm going to take the loan from you, right?
Well, we would hope so, absolutely. And, you
yes,
know, another great point of working with your financial is they know your financial history. You've probably done a lot of things with them, and they really are probably going to be able to give you the best possible interest rate.
Okay, credit rating agencies, how come they don't have the same score for me, you know, on any given month if I check? This one has me at this, and the other one has me at this.
Yes.
I'm going, okay.
That definitely can be confusing, absolutely. So not only do you have 3 credit reporting agencies, but you also have a couple different scoring models that each bureau uses. And so your score can differ depending on what model they're using. It also can depend on the financial you're going through. Financials are actually not required to report to the bureaus at all. Now, typically your bigger banks, they will report to all 3. But sometimes your community banks or your credit unions, we only report to 1. So if you go to another financial down the street, they may not be pulling the same credit bureau that we're using. And so, therefore, your score may differ a little bit.
Sounds like weather forecast. More and more.
I think I missed my calling as a meteorologist.
Is that detrimental to you as a consumer, or can that be a positive for you as a consumer?
I don't know that it can be a positive, but it's not going to be detrimental in you in any way. I think it's just really important to, if you're looking at your credit score through places like Credit Karma or through First Alliance's Credit Sense, to really use those as educational scores to just know about where you are. So you can definitely use it to your
give
advantage.
You that just general range.
Correct.
Is what you're looking at. And maybe perhaps if something moved.
Yes.
Do they ever give you the reason why it might have moved when you look at just the scores or even the credit, the more in-depth credit report? Is there an explanation that comes with it, or is it just raw data?
Well, there, if you know where to look, it will tell you. And that's another piece of credit reports. It's something that you can see on there. Mm-hmm. It does give you 4 reasons. Now, if you can decipher them, that's that's the other challenge. But it will tell you maybe you have too much revolving debt, or maybe your on-time payment history isn't so great. It will tell you that in no uncertain terms. So.
I gather that is something that if I went to the credit union, that you guys could help me decipher that.
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's why we're the experts.
Well, that's right. We're going to continue talking with Jenna Taubel and Robin about credit scores, credit ratings on Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM with Jenna Tauble and Robin Fries from the First Alliance Credit Union. And we're talking about credit scores and credit rating, and my head is spinning. Okay, I've heard of FICO, but it's not the only one, right? I always thought it was. That was the credit score, because that's kind of the one you hear about on the apps and things like that. But there are other credit
ways. Scoring models is what they're considered.
See, there we go, the weather forecasting thing again.
Yes. There still is FICO. FICO is the tried and true way, and all bureaus still use a FICO model. However, about 2006, there is a new model that has come out, and some people may have heard of it. It's called the Vantage Score. Both of these kind of take different approaches to basically get you a credit score, and there's advantages and disadvantages to both of those.
Well, maybe. Could you extrapolate on maybe the advantages
absolutely.
And disadvantages?
Absolutely. So FICO score, I think the one that we're all probably most familiar with, they assign percentages. So when we talked about those five things that maybe make up your credit score, that payment history, that's those percentages that they're giving you. On the flip side of Vantage Score, what they're doing is they are actually giving more of a description to that point. So you might see something that says highly influential versus 35%. So that's kind of one of the differences between that Vantage Score and that FICO score. Payment history, we talked about that one might be coded extremely influential. I mean, extremely, yes, obvious, right? Another major difference, though, is with a Vantage score, it actually can take less time to establish a credit score when in comparison to a FICO score. Vantage score, typically, you can get a score in about 14 days. So it really takes into consideration kind of that new credit. It can give you a credit score even though you maybe haven't used your credit card yet for that very first time.
Okay.
Where FICO score might take about 45 days because they're looking for that very first use, that very first payment to kind of give you a score.
Okay, I'm going to try to... How could you possibly determine somebody's credit rating if they haven't used the credit yet?
Oh, that's part of that algorithm that we have no idea how they calculate.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's out there in the nethers somewhere, huh? That they have some
ability. Oh, yes. Yep. And it's valid to know that what Vantage Score, too, sometimes can look at is it can look at utility payment history. It can look at those rental payment histories. So it's almost just taking a different viewpoint from what a FICO score is looking
at. I can imagine that's valid. If you make your rent payment on time, that's a pretty good indicator that you're, going to keep your other payments
up. Keep your other payments on time, 100%. Vantage score might actually be at an advantage for those younger people who maybe haven't quite started their credit score yet or haven't had a whole lot of history behind them yet.
Does the FICO or the Vantage model carry more weight with particular lenders?
Well, I will tell you, at First Alliance, I mean, we're still using a FICO model, and I would say that's still pretty consistent across most financials. Yeah. I think that just gives lenders feel like it gives a more accurate picture. Vantage Score is still kind of new, although they are definitely gaining ground. So as a consumer, it's always worth it to ask your financial if they're using a Vantage Score model or if they're using the FICO score model.
Have that knowledge, yeah.
Yes,
so speaking of knowledge, we touched on it last time, but checking your score. How often should I really be checking it? Because I don't want to do something
that you shouldn't be, right? It's the forbidden fruit. Typically, a person's, unless you're out there requesting lots of new credit, the typical consumer's credit score doesn't really change from month to month. Might report, you made a payment, you made an on-time payment, or maybe you brought down your capacity. Maybe talked on that a little bit. So really about 20 points is maybe the most you might ever see between 1 and 3 months, 20 point difference. With that being said, that's probably about how often you maybe should check on your credit score or your credit report. And if you're requesting that from the bureaus, you get one free per bureau per year. So you can kind of about once every 4 months, and you should be able to get a report from each one and kind of know what's going on.
How often do the banks and the credit unions and the department stores and the Visas and everybody else report to the credit agencies?
Yep. Typically once a month. Now, when in the month, that could differ between financials. Some do it at the beginning of the month, some do it at the end, but it's typically once every 30 days.
I mean, obviously, not paying your bills is going to have a negative impact. What have you made the mistake and, oh, darn it, I forgot to send that one on time and you came in a few days late? Is that going to give you a significant negative pull?
It's probably not going to have a huge impact if you have a long credit history. Just that one missed payment isn't going to have quite the detriment that you would think it might.
But if you're However, a new credit person.
Yes, if you're a younger person has a little bit less time on their credit history, that one late payment could make a huge difference.
So especially if you're new at the game, and
new at the game, new credit, and you're just starting out,
you better stay on top of this
stuff.
You
best bet you better.
You can't pull the old, oh, I had a really busy day, I forgot to do it.
Credit Bureau says they don't care.
No, I can imagine. They don't. And the big ones out there, this one always amazed me, people who went through bankruptcy, they can get credit.
Yes.
But probably not good credit is what you're telling me?
Well, depending on when the bankruptcy happened, you may pay a higher interest rate for a certain period of time, depending, again, how long ago that bankruptcy or how recent it was. Oh, come see us at First Alliance. That's challenged credit to us, and we're always up to that challenge.
That's the stuff you like to, you know, as part of the good money moves, work with that person to get them back where they need to
get
be.
Get them back on track.
After something bad happened. Mm-hmm. How about, like, somebody came after me for a bill from way back when, tax collections. Does that zero you out? I mean, does anything zero you out?
Well, it depends on what financial you work with. There's some financials that obviously, if you're not a 680 credit score and you have what we like to say colorful credit, they may not work with you. Absolutely. So it could make a difference. At First Alliance, we all know that life happens. So we definitely try to work with you on that. And again, part of the challenge for us.
That's good money moves. So that's what we're talking about on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM this morning with Robin Fries and Jenna Tobble from the First Alliance Credit Union. Remember, past episodes and even this episode available online anytime you want at KROCnews.com. Just look at the trending bar under local podcasts and click on that. You'll find it. Welcome back to Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell with Jenna Tobble and Robin Fries from the First Alliance Credit Union. And to focus, credit scores and credit ratings. And we talked about things that can affect your credit rating, some of them obvious, some less obvious. And what we haven't covered is, and it's probably something we should talk about because student loans have become such a huge issue, especially for those who are paying off student loans.
But even
the nation as a whole, there's just this chunk of debt that's laying out there that needs to be talked about. And there are all sorts of different programs to help out people who are finding themselves overwhelmed. And I guess for the better terminology, deferment programs.
Correct.
Where there's forgiveness of some aspects or repayment plans get adjusted. Is that something that could have a negative impact on your credit score?
Oh, goodness. We could do a whole segment on this. Being in a deferment program isn't really going to affect your credit score other than maybe give you a step up if you really need to take a step back from your student loans and to say, okay, well, I can't afford them right now. Put them into a deferment status, and then at least they're not reporting negatively on your credit.
Oh,
so it
sure
may not help, but at least it's not reporting negatively.
It's better than not paying it.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the worst thing you can do is not pay your student loans, because let me tell you, they're not going anywhere.
No, They will collect.
They will collect, absolutely. And I think maybe this will be covered later, but in a bankruptcy, student loans is actually something that cannot be written
right.
off. So when I say they'll always be there, they will truly always be there.
So if you're 18, 19 years old and you're signing on that dotted line, think about it, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, some of the other reasons that I should be checking on this credit score and my credit report on a regular basis.
Yeah.
Jenny, do you want to cover that one?
Yeah. So one of the things to think about when you're looking at your credit report and your credit score regularly is it's a really good indicator if you have identity fraud, right? So that's something you're going to want to be looking for. If you start seeing your credit score move up or down really significantly and you haven't really done anything different, that could be a really good indication that something is going on your credit report that doesn't actually belong to you. Now, whether that's just an error that needs to be disputed or it's actual identity fraud, like someone took out a credit card in your name and started racking up charges.
Okay,
and then didn't pay the payment or something like that.
What's the significant move I should watch for? So assuming I'm checking every 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So anything that is on your credit report that doesn't belong to you or you don't recognize. So any trade lines or even an address maybe that you haven't lived at before. Employers that you've never worked for before, those are all things that could come up on your credit report that could indicate that someone is using your social security number.
Yeah,
and
wonderful.
Yeah. And it's a whole mess to clean up. But so this is just on top of, you know, all of the immediate financial things that your credit score can affect, you know, long term. Identity theft is a huge thing, and it's becoming more and more prevalent, especially with the more like online transactions and things that are happening. It's just becoming so much easier for someone to get a hold of your, you know, financial information.
Yeah, I assume it's out there.
It is. And checking your credit report isn't the only way to pick up on that. There's other things that would indicate that you've been the victim of identity fraud, but your credit report is definitely one way that you can catch it early if you're paying attention.
So if I have the First Alliance Credit Union app that you mm-hmm. said has the FICO feature on it?
Yes. Yep.
The thing fluctuates. We mentioned that, but mm-hmm. how much fluctuation should, you know, I go, oh my goodness, something's going on.
If you start paying attention to it, and you'll notice maybe from month to month that might move up maybe 5 points. Or something
sure.
like that. Not a ton. And there's going to be a little bit of movement month to month, but not a lot.
At that 30-pointer.
But when you start, yeah, when you see something that is out of the ordinary, up or down, that's your indication that
okay.
something's not right.
So I pull the report, I look it over, and I go, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
that's not right. I didn't work here, or that's not my address, or that I didn't take out that credit card.
Mm-hmm.
How do I go about fixing that?
It's actually a little bit easier than what you think. It might be time consuming, but you can file a dispute with the credit bureau that you found this discrepancy on. And it's about a 5-step process. And like I said, it'll take a little bit of time, so don't get discouraged. Because the first thing you have to do is actually send a letter to the credit bureau.
A real letter.
Well, like we said, like you can do the online and they actually do consider that a written request. They do have 30 days to respond. So again, give it some time. It's not going to happen overnight. Your second option or the second thing that you can do is determine if you should contact the financial maybe that you found the discrepancy with, because it may just be a reporting issue on their end and they can fix it. And you don't have to file a dispute.
Okay.
Like I said, you have to wait 35 days because the credit bureau, what they're going to do is they're actually going to contact that financial.
Okay.
And they're going to basically do an investigation of it. So sometimes you can count out the middleman there if you just go directly to the financial. And then once that 35 days is up, you'll want to review any results of that investigation or make sure that the information was changed if they did find the dispute was correct. So, and then you'll want to check your updates for report or your report for updates going forward.
Keep going and make sure it doesn't come back in there or something like that.
Yep. Bottom line, definitely make sure that you say that you contact the credit bureau, though, if you find those discrepancies. I can't stress that enough. The worst thing you can do is just let it go.
Right.
So.
So we could go on with this discussion for weeks, I'm afraid.
Oh, unfortunately, we could.
So if I go to the First Alliance Credit Union webpage, is there information there, Jenna, that it would kind of cover some of the things we talked about?
Yeah, absolutely. So we actually have an entire resource page dedicated to credit scores. So if you go just to our main homepage there, and then there's a tab that says Learn, and in that dropdown, there's the credit resources, and that brings you to our credit report and credit score resource page, where you can go and learn about all of this and more that has to do with credit. And we've mentioned before, you know, our mobile app and our online banking have the credit score tool, which also gives you kind of a little more personalized tips and advice on how to manage that credit score more effectively. And then, of course, just keep listening to our podcast.
I think this is going to be a topic that's going to come up again and again.
Yeah, we're laying the groundwork here.
All right. It's all part of Good Money Moves, so we'll be back next Saturday. And, of course, you can catch the past episodes and this episode at carolcnews.com by clicking on the trending bar under local podcasts. Jenna Tauble, Robin Vries, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Andy.
Until next Saturday, it's Good Money Moves. News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.